Listening test. Part 1. Photos. Directions. Look at each photo. You will hear four statements about the photo. The statements are not in your book. Mark the letter of the statement that best describes the photo. You will hear each statement only once. Part 1. Questions 1 to 10. Number 1. A.
The drawers are open.
B.
There's a lamp near the computer.
C.
The rug is under the desk.
D.
There are two chairs in the room.
Number 2. A.
They're having dinner.
B.
They're pouring the water.
C.
They're talking to the waiter.
D.
They're washing the dishes.
Number 3. A.
They're waiting for the train.
B.
They're sitting in the rain.
C.
They're making a new plan.
D.
They're traveling by plane.
Number 4. A.
He has his jacket on.
B.
He's paying for the coffee.
C.
He has a cup in his hand.
D.
He's writing an interesting article.
Number 5. A.
The napkin is in the bowl.
B.
There's a picture on the wall.
C.
The basket is filled with bread.
D.
There's food on the plate.
Number 6. A.
She's painting a sign.
B.
She's buying a pen.
C.
She's signing a document.
D.
She's holding an envelope.
Number 7. A.
She's playing in the yard.
B.
She's paying with a credit card.
C.
She's talking with the guard.
D.
She's sending a birthday card.
Number 8. A.
The patient is wearing a jacket.
B.
The doctor is waving his hand.
C.
The patient has eyeglasses.
D.
The doctor has a beard.
Number 9. A.
He's taking off his apron.
B.
He's washing the pans.
C.
He's checking the pot.
D.
He's cleaning the stove.
Number 10. A.
The basket is on the floor.
B.
He's holding his head.
C.
The shelves are all empty.
D.
He's working in a bakery.
This is the end of part 1. Listening test, part 2, question response. Directions. Listen to the question or statement and three possible responses. You will hear them only one time, and they are not in your book. Choose the best response and mark the corresponding letter on your answer sheet. Part 2, questions 11 to 40. Number 11.
When did the package arrive?
A.
I can drive you there.
B.
The package is for you.
C.
Early this morning.
Number 12.
There's a subway station near here, isn't there?
A.
Yes, there's one just down the block.
B.
Yes, they weigh several pounds.
C.
Yes, I hear their vacation was fun.
Number 13.
Who signed the letter?
A.
The director signed it.
B.
That new sign looks much better.
C.
I think it's a nice-looking design.
Number 14.
How long was the plane ride?
A.
About 10 meters long, I believe.
B.
A little over 6 hours.
C.
I long to see my family.
Number 15.
Did you enjoy the movie?
A.
No, we didn't move anything.
B.
Yes, it was very entertaining.
C.
The tickets were quite cheap.
Number 16.
Where can I find a pen?
A.
It opens at 9.
B.
They fined him $10.
C.
There's one on my desk.
Number 17.
Whose car is this?
A.
It's mine.
B.
It's in the garage.
C.
Mr. Kim drove it.
Number 18.
What time does the museum close?
A.
These clothes are clean.
B.
The art museum is close by.
C.
At 5:30, I think.
Number 19.
The cafe across the street has great sandwiches.
A.
They enjoy drinking coffee.
B.
Then let's eat lunch there.
C.
I'm not feeling cross at all.
Number 20.
How many stamps should I buy?
A.
I think 2 dozen would be enough.
B.
The ramps are by the door.
C.
Put them on these envelopes.
Number 21.
The sky is very cloudy.
A.
The room isn't very crowded.
B.
It will probably rain soon.
C.
He's quite a shy person.
Number 22.
Could you lend me some money for the bus?
A.
There are many bus routes in the city.
B.
The bus stops on the corner.
C.
Of course. Here's $2.
Number 23.
Do you know who that man is?
A.
Yes, 2 is the right number.
B.
Yes, it belongs to me.
C.
Yes, that's Mr. Green.
Number 24.
Is the party on Friday or Saturday?
A.
It's Friday at 2 o'clock.
B.
Yes, I like parties.
C.
No, it isn't.
Number 25.
When will the conference take place?
A.
Sometime next winter.
B.
At a hotel in New York.
C.
I can give you a reference.
Number 26.
Have you seen John this morning?
A.
No, I don't have any.
B.
Yes, he's in his office.
C.
It happens in the morning.
Number 27.
How are you feeling today?
A.
The filing cabinet is over there.
B.
They've stopped stealing things.
C.
I'm much better, thank you.
Number 28.
Why is this room so cold?
A.
There's plenty of room inside.
B.
The heating system is broken.
C.
All of them have been sold.
Number 29.
What time will the meeting be over?
A.
Before 5 o'clock.
B.
In the conference room.
C.
There are several items on the agenda.
Number 30.
Mr. Smith is your boss, isn't he?
A.
It's hard to be a good boss.
B.
No, I never take the bus.
C.
Yes, I've worked for him for several years.
Number 31.
I have a terrible headache.
A.
I'm terrible at baking, too.
B.
It's probably repairable.
C.
Lie down and take a rest.
Number 32.
Who's going to give the workshop?
A.
John and I are.
B.
It's hers.
C.
He gave it to me.
Number 33.
What did you do last weekend?
A.
My cold has weakened a bit.
B.
I just relaxed at home.
C.
It lasted most of the weekend.
Number 34.
How will you get to the airport?
A.
I plan to take a taxi.
B.
It only takes 15 minutes.
C.
I got my ticket there.
Number 35.
Will you be in your office after lunch?
A.
I usually just have a sandwich.
B.
I'll be happy to join you for lunch.
C.
Yes, I'll be there all afternoon.
Number 36.
Why doesn't Ms. Evans answer her phone?
A.
She's out of the office today.
B.
There's a phone call for Ms. Evans.
C.
You can look in the phone directory.
Number 37.
What did you buy at the mall?
A.
I love shopping.
B.
Some new shoes to wear to work.
C.
The mall is right by the subway station.
Number 38.
How much did your train ticket cost?
A.
I bought it on the internet.
B.
$50 round trip.
C.
The travel agent made my reservation.
Number 39.
When will you meet with the client?
A.
Tomorrow afternoon.
B.
He's really quite defiant.
C.
At his office downtown.
Number 40.
How many guests were at the dinner?
A.
I wore my new suit.
B.
They're looking much thinner.
C.
About 10 or 12.
This is the end of part 2. Listening test, part 3, conversations. Directions. Listen to a conversation between two speakers. Then choose the correct answers to the three questions about that conversation. Fill in the letter A, B, C, or D. You will hear each conversation only once. Part 3. Questions 41 to 70. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I have a dentist appointment this afternoon. I was planning to walk there, but now it looks like it might rain.
Is it downtown? Because I'm going to pick up a few things at the mall, and I could give you a ride in my car.
Actually, it's in the opposite direction. I'll just take a bus. There's one that goes directly there.
Okay. Maybe I'll see you later this evening, then, at the party.
Number 41. Where is the man going? Number 42. When is he going there? Number 43. How will he get there? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
The coffee machine seems to be out of order. I can't get it to work. I tried making a fresh pot for lunch, but nothing came out.
I know. It hasn't been working all day. I went to the cafeteria across the street at noon and bought coffee there.
Well, it doesn't look like we can fix this thing. We're going to have to get a new one.
You're right. But we'll have to wait till next Sunday. I'm going to the mall then and can pick one up when I'm there.
Number 44. What problem are they discussing? Number 45. What will the man do? Number 46. When will he do it? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Would you like to order anything else, ma'am?
No, thank you. Each dish was so delicious, and I send my compliments to the chef, but I couldn't eat another bite. Just bring the check, please.
I have it right here. Your total comes to $65.
Oh, dear. It looks like I left my credit card at home. Just let me check if I have enough cash. Yes, I do. Here you are.
Number 47. Who is the man? Number 48. How much does the woman owe? Number 49. How will she pay? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Look how late it is. The meeting starts at 11 and it's already 10:45. We'd better make sure everything's ready.
Relax. I got the meeting room all set up. But I was wondering, do you think we have enough chairs? There are 12 in there now.
That's not enough. The director invited a few clients to attend, so we should have 15. Can you get some extra ones?
Of course. I'll have my assistant bring them in right away.
Number 50. What time will the meeting start? Number 51. How many chairs will they need? Number 52. Who will bring the extra chairs? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I'm very sorry to hear that you're unhappy with your room. Is your bed not comfortable?
No, the bed's fine. It's the view. My room looks right out over the pool, and it's very noisy there. Even late at night. Could you move me to another room for tonight?
I'm terribly sorry, but there's nothing I can do about that. All our rooms are occupied. I could give you a discount, though. We do want all our guests to feel happy at our hotel.
All right. I'll take the discount. I'm leaving tomorrow morning anyhow.
Number 53. What is the problem with the hotel room? Number 54. What will the man do about the problem? Number 55. When will the woman leave the hotel? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I know I'm late, again, and I missed the 9:30 staff meeting.
You did, and your boss noticed, but I told him you were stuck in traffic.
Thanks. You're a real friend. I tried to get up on time, but my clock stopped again. I thought it was 6 o'clock, but it was really past 7.
I see. Well, it's almost 11 now, and your assistant has informed me that you have a client waiting for you in your office. He says he has an appointment.
Number 56. Why was the man late? Number 57. What time is it now? Number 58. Who wants to see the man now? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
You're planning to take your vacation next week, right?
I was, but it didn't work out. All the hotels are full then, so I've had to postpone it until later.
It's really hard to find a place at the beach this time of year, isn't it? It's such a busy time. And it costs more, too.
True, but I'm actually planning to spend my vacation in the mountains. I was finally able to make a reservation for a week in September in a really nice little mountain town.
Number 59. Why did the man change the time for his vacation? Number 60. Where will he take his vacation? Number 61. When will he take his vacation? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I'm so disappointed. I had plans to play tennis with a friend last weekend, but I had to cancel. I had to finish up some work on a project for a client.
I'm sorry you missed your game. Do you usually play tennis at the club or at the park?
Actually, I found a great deal at a local hotel. You can get a membership that gives you access to the tennis court and swimming pool.
That sounds nice. Maybe we could play a game there someday. What do you think? I'm free next Saturday.
Number 62. What did the man do last weekend? Number 63. Where does the man play tennis? Number 64. When does the woman want to play tennis? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Is it too late to get tickets for tonight's 8 o'clock performance? I don't have reservations, but I really want to see this play.
You're in luck. We still have seats available. Did you just want one ticket?
I actually wanted three. Is that possible? And I'd rather not sit too close to the front. I'd prefer a center or back row, if that's not a problem.
Not at all. I'll give you three seats in row 31. That's in the rear, a few seats in.
Number 65. Where does this conversation take place? Number 66. How many tickets does the man want? Number 67. Where will the man sit? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I'm thinking about renting a new apartment, and I'm going to look at one this afternoon. The landlord gave me the key. Do you want to come along?
What's wrong with the place you live in now? It's so big. And the rent's not high at all.
It's just not very close to work. I need something closer. I'm planning on going over there around 2:30. You can come with me if you like.
Thanks. I'll come by your office after lunch, and we can drive there in my car.
Number 68. What will the woman do this afternoon? Number 69. What time will she do it? Number 70. What does she say about her current apartment? This is the end of part 3. Listening test. Part 4. Talks. Directions. Listen to a talk. Then choose the correct answers to the 3 questions about that talk. Fill in the letter A, B, C, or D. You will hear each talk only once. Part 4. Questions 71 through 100. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Attention! Flight 92 to Miami will begin boarding in 5 minutes. All passengers, please approach the waiting area at gate 16 to be ready for boarding. Please have your ticket ready to show to the gate agent. We will board according to row number, so check the seat and row number on your ticket. As a reminder, passengers are allowed 1 small carry-on bag each. If you have extra bags, please check them with the gate agent at this time. We will begin boarding with passengers traveling with infants and young children and any others who need special assistance. We will follow this by boarding passengers sitting in the first class rows.
Number 71. What gate will the flight leave from? Number 72. What are passengers asked to do now? Number 73. Who will get on the plane first? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following message.
Thank you for calling the City Transportation Office. We're here to serve you. Remember, as of September 1st, bus and subway fares will increase 15%. For recorded information on bus routes and schedules, press 1. For recorded information on subway routes and schedules, press 2. For recorded information on regular, weekend, and student fares, and to find out how to obtain a monthly transit pass, press 3. To hear recorded information about delays and schedule changes due to weather, press 4. For all other information, please stay on the line and an operator will assist you with your questions.
Number 74. When will fares go up? Number 75. What happens if you press 1? Number 76. How can you speak directly with a person? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
The City Museum of Art announces the 3rd annual Young Musicians Concert. Come hear top students from the National School of Music perform pieces by several popular classical composers. This is an outdoor event, scheduled to take place on Sunday, April 7th at 8 p.m. in the beautiful surroundings of the museum's garden. Following the performance, enjoy sandwiches, pastries, and drinks provided by the famous Chef Pierre Café. Attendance is free, but seats must be reserved in advance. Call the Museum Events Office for more information.
Number 77. What event is this announcement about? Number 78. What time does the event begin? Number 79. What will happen after the event? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Dining out should be a special experience. That's why we at the Spring Valley Inn treat all our customers as very important people. At Spring Valley, you enjoy meals prepared by some of the area's top chefs in an elegant and relaxing setting. In addition to our regular menu and daily specials, we also have a special children's menu, so families are welcome at Spring Valley. Are you planning a wedding, party, or other event? Call us to find out about our catering service. Join us on the first Wednesday of every month for a special lunch buffet. Show your business card for a discount. The Spring Valley Inn is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, and for breakfast and lunch on Sunday. Closed Monday.
Number 80. What is this advertisement for? Number 81. When is a reduced price available? Number 82. What happens on Sunday? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following weather report.
Welcome to the early morning weather report, and what a beautiful morning it is. We continue to enjoy the same cloudless blue skies and warm temperatures that we have all week. These great conditions will continue for the rest of the morning and afternoon, with high temperatures around 55 degrees. Clouds will roll in and winds will start to pick up late in the evening, and temperatures will drop to a low of around 35 overnight. Chilly temperatures and gray skies will continue throughout tomorrow and Sunday and possibly into next week. So enjoy this nice weather while it lasts.
Number 83. What's the weather like now? Number 84. How high will the temperature get today? Number 85. When will the weather change? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, and welcome to Sunshine City Tours. We're certainly enjoying some fine weather today. Our tour will begin in about 10 minutes. The bus will take us first for a ride through City Park, where we'll drive past several monuments of interest. Following that, we'll stop at the City Zoo for about an hour. We'll eat lunch at the Zoo Cafe, and then get back on the bus for a ride to the City Museum of History. We'll end our tour with a drive through some of the city's historic neighborhoods. We'll stop in several places so you can take photos. I'd like to ask you to remain seated while the bus is moving, as it is against city regulations to have standing passengers. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Number 86. When will the tour begin? Number 87. What will happen after lunch? Number 88. What is not allowed on the bus? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following introduction.
I am pleased to introduce our speaker for tonight, Ms. Julie Whitaker, president of the local chapter of the Business Owners Association. Ms. Whitaker is a longtime member of the association and the owner of Whitaker's Accounting Services. She will speak to us tonight about ways to finance a new business. Following her talk, we will enjoy some light refreshments, and then John Jones will give a slideshow presentation about his trip to the business conference last month. I'd also like to take this opportunity to remind you that next month's meeting will not take place here, but at the Briarwood Hotel, and will begin at 7:30 instead of the usual 8 o'clock. And now, without further ado, here is Julie Whitaker.
Number 89. What will Ms. Whitaker talk about? Number 90. What will happen immediately after Ms. Whitaker's talk? Number 91. What time will next month's meeting begin? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following report.
Several downtown streets are closed today in preparation for the Independence Day Parade, which will take place between noon and 2 p.m. this afternoon. The weather looks great, so we expect a large turnout for the day's events. People planning to view the parade are advised to travel to the area by bus or subway, as downtown streets are expected to be jammed and parking will be limited. Viewing stands have been constructed along the parade route, so arrive early to ensure getting a good seat. An outdoor festival follows the parade, and there will be fireworks in the evening. Streets will remain closed until tomorrow morning.
Number 92. Why are streets closed today? Number 93. What does the speaker suggest that listeners do? Number 94. When will streets reopen? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello. I'm calling from the office of Dr. Jones to make sure that you still have on your calendar your appointment for next Monday at 4:45 for your regular dental checkup and cleaning. If you need to change the time or cancel for any reason, please let us know before the end of the day on Friday. Otherwise, we'll expect to see you next week. Call if you have any questions or concerns. Thank you.
Number 95. What is the purpose of the call? Number 96. Who is the appointment with? Number 97. When is the appointment? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following message.
Thank you for calling the Natural History Museum. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. In addition to our permanent exhibits, next Monday, June 11th, a temporary show on gemstones will open. That exhibit will be on display until the end of August. Visit us every afternoon at 2 p.m. for a show about the stars in our planetarium. Special classes for adults and children start next month. Press 1 to request a brochure. To find out more about our programs and exhibits, please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Number 98. When is the museum open? Number 99. What will happen next week? Number 100. How can you get more information about the museum? This is the end of the listening test.